and welcome to the TV Kids Festival. I'm Anna Karugati, editor-at-large at TV Kids. Joining me is Eric Fogel, executive producer at DreamWorks Animation. Thanks for taking time, Eric. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure to be here, Anna. Thank you.
So your career in animation began with the sci-fi comedy The Head, followed by Celebrity Deathmatch, Glenn Martin DDS, many more in between, and most recently, a super favorite of mine, Archibald's Next Big Thing. I interviewed Tony Hale a couple of years ago, the sweetest show. But anyway, you have a wonderful resume.
Oh,
and
thank you.
recently, you have been executive producing, writing, and directing follow-ups, should we call them, to the 2010 feature, Megamind. Tell us what you have going on.
That is correct. You say recently, although it feels like I've been working on this for a couple of years now. So
Okay.
I am very excited to finally be able to present Megamind to the world. It's really exciting.
So remind us a little bit. I recently resaw the movie that I had seen with my kids when it came out. Just remind us the story and who this phenomenal character is.
Yeah, it's been over 13 years since we caught up with Megamind. In that original film, he went from being a supervillain to being a superhero. And as a fan, I was really excited to catch up with him and see how he's been doing in this new role as the hero of Metro City. And I think, you know, for a lot of people, that curiosity is what kind of sparked this new chapter. You know, let's dive back in, see how Megamind's doing. What's cool about the sequel is that we're picking up just a few days after the events of the original movie. So thanks to the magic of animation, it's as if no time has passed at all. We just jump right back in, which is really fun.
So I understand, however much you can reveal at this point, there's a special and there's a series. Is that correct? And how does Megamind versus the Doom Syndicate tee up the events and story of Megamind Rules?
So in Megamind versus the Doom Syndicate, Megamind has to learn to trust his friends and really learn how to work as a team in order to win the day. But the movie ends with the introduction of a nefarious character from Megamind's past, whose name is Machiavellian. And as we launch into the series, Machiavellian is going to be working very hard to destroy everything Megamind has built in order to lure him back to the world of villainy. So the series slowly builds on this tension, and the stakes get higher and higher as it becomes a kind of real roller coaster ride to the big finale.
Fantastic. So how did you approach the project? I understand that Alan Schoolcraft and Brent Simons, who wrote the original feature, wrote the special and are working on the series. What elements have you taken from the original film and how are you building on those?
Maintaining continuity with that original film was really important to me. My goal was to get as close to the look and feel of that 2010 film, get as close as possible. And I'm really proud of what we've been able to accomplish. And having Alan and Brent return for this, for me, was absolutely crucial. As the original creators of Megamind, they know the world better than anyone. And they've really been amazing collaborators. And many of their original characters are back, including Roxanne Ritchie, Megamind's love interest from the first film, as well as Minion, who, for obvious reasons, now goes by the name Chum. And in both the movie and the series, we've really taken the time to develop these characters and deepen their relationships. So when we catch up with Megamind, you know, he's still figuring out what it means to be a good guy, but he still has a lot to learn about human behavior. So he's a character who makes a lot of mistakes, but he's always learning new things, and he always wants to do the right thing. And all the characters in the show aspire for greatness in their own ways, and it's really fun and satisfying to see them grow. And sometimes these aspirations collide with one another to create conflict, and at other times, comedy. Ideally, you get conflict and comedy all at the same time, but no matter what, it's all going to be very entertaining.
And that's something that a series offers that a movie can't, right? You have that time to dig into the characters and their motivations.
Exactly. And you get to slow burn some of these relationships and really kind of tease the audience a little bit. But that makes the payoffs that much sweeter, right?
Right, absolutely. So how do you appeal to fans of the original while attracting new viewers too?
Firstly, fans will be delighted to learn that Megamind still has a hard time pronouncing certain words. So, shul instead of school, metrocity instead of metro city. We got plenty of that. In addition, both the movie and the series will delve deeper into Megamind's world and his mythology. So, for example, we are going to discover that Megamind has a deep-seated fear of cockroaches, which he picked up during his time in prison. So he'll be dealing with that trauma, don't worry. But he'll also be reuniting with a fan favorite character from the original film that I'm not going to spoil, but I think it's going to be very satisfying seeing these two characters come together again. And then we're also introducing a brand new character named Keiko Morita, who is a teen and brings a teenager's point of view to the show, and teaches Megamind a few of the modern conventions, such as the internet, which he thinks is pronounced Internet. And it turns out he's kind of a dinosaur when it comes to technology. So Keiko really helps him up his social media game, which he didn't even know was a thing. And I think we realized pretty early on that it's really funny seeing Megamind playing off a teenager since they are so different.
I can only imagine. So I know that the process is detailed and lengthy, but could you give us an idea of the process of putting together an animated TV series and what your responsibilities are as EP? You oversee many, many things, don't you?
Yeah, we only have 20 minutes for this, right?
Yeah, all right, okay.
Well, on all the shows that I've worked on, I like to be involved in every aspect of the production, from story development and script through design, storyboards, voice records, edits, all the way through final mix, color correct, all of it. And it's not that I'm a glutton for punishment, but for me, being that immersed allows me to be as clear as possible when I'm providing context and direction to everyone else who works on the show. In TV animation, there's not a lot of room for error. So we want to get things as correct as possible as often as possible. For Megamind, the schedule was fairly traditional, but what made this project different was that we started production on the first four episodes, which gave the artists and the animators time to kind of get up to speed, learn how to draw the characters, understand the style we were going for. Then we shifted to making the movie with all the board teams, the editors, the revisionists, all the artists working simultaneously. And we divided the movie into sections to make it more manageable, but it was still a scramble to get it all done. But we did. And then we shifted back, after the movie was locked, we shifted back into episodic to complete the remaining 12 episodes.
And you've had time to sleep in between?
Naps, just
And just naps, okay. So when you started your career in animation, stop motion was quite popular. What is popular today? And do you look for what works best for the story you're trying to tell, as opposed to what trends might be out there?
for me, story always comes first. Relatable characters, conflict, humor, heart. These are the keys to a successful show, no matter what platform you're on, right? But in terms of animation styles, I would say CG is the clear front runner, but it's really just a means to an end, right? It's a tool that I think in recent years has allowed filmmakers to push and stretch the limits of animation really as far as their animation, as far as their imaginations will allow, which is really exciting. So if you look at a film like Puss in Boots, The Last Wish had a very painterly quality, right? Or Spider-Verse, or the recent Ninja Turtles movie. These films are mixing hand-drawn scribble styles, stop-motion animation styles, CG, all together with results that are, I think, really stunning.
Right. And another question about the team of producers. Viewers have so many choices today. It's a little overwhelming at times. Do you keep that media landscape that we are all faced with in mind as you produce, or is the main goal telling the best story possible?
Again, for me, it's always story first, no matter what platform you're on. I sort of take the platform out of the equation. I just want to tell good stories with great characters.
Circling back to Megamind the series, tell us about the popularity of an unorthodox superhero story, especially today. That resonates, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting because when the original Megamind film came out, the Marvel Cinematic Universe was also just kind of ramping up, right? It hadn't become this incredible juggernaut. I think the first Iron Man movie had just come out like a year or two prior. So at that time, I sort of feel like, this satirical take on a superhero story that was Megamind was almost ahead of its time back then. But in recent years, it seems like Megamind has really resonated more and more with fans, right? So now, as the popularity of superhero movies may appear to be waning, I'll be really interested to see how fans warm to the return of this blue guy and this world. But for me, it's really less about superheroes and more about someone who's really just trying to find his place in the world and stay true to himself. And maybe sooner or later, Megamind might even learn to pronounce popcorn correctly as opposed to poppicorn. But who knows?
Who knows? Well, don't we have a lot to look forward to? Tell us where those of us who want to follow it can find it.
So you'll be able to watch Megamind versus the Doom Syndicate and Megamind Rules exclusively on Peacock, and it's going to launch on March 1st of this year.
Thank you for your time.
Thank
And
you.
honestly, thank you for the gift of laughter, which nowadays, with everything that's going on in the world, is extra special.
I appreciate you saying that. That's all I want to do. I just want to make people laugh.
Excellent. Well, you have so far, and I'm sure you the Megamind new movie and TV series will continue to do so. And let's speak again in the future so you can fill us in on everything else that's going on.
I would love that.
All right. Thank you so much, Eric. Really appreciate your time.